Okuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu umhla ka 9 kuNcwabakazi 2024 ngo Cape Stove. Endabeni zethu namhlanje
uhulumende weZimbabwe kakhuze ngalokho akwenza. Uhulumende owangena vele elihlo ngandlebe namhlanje over 40 years.
Inhlanganiso yeAmnesty International United Nations isigodlo semelika eZimbabwe nabezokholo bakhala ngokubotshwa mahlayana kwabantu kweZimbabwe.
Kuyabuza wathi umhlabathili wathathwa umfobhu lapho ifini yami khona ilokishiyani kumele ukuthi yena achiye yona indawo yami ngoba kashiwo yakhe ngeyami nafikela pha 81.
Izakhamizi zidlebhana labalwa impi yenkululeko ababathathela imizi lamadlelo. Lingakhuthwa isigaba somculo esewalls of Friday. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Inhlanganiso ekhankasela ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu emhlabeni wonke jikelele ye-Amnesty International isigodlo somela elemelika eZimbabwe umanyana wamazwe omhlaba owe-United Nations amabandla ezokholo labanye bathi akumelanga eleZimbabwe libophe emahlayana abaphikisayo labalwela ilungelo likazulu. Imibiko le yethulwe kulabantu abedlula ikhulu abavalelwe e-remand prison besethezwa amacala okuqoqa ukujengisela emgwaqweni ngesikhathi somhlangano we-SADC Summit kanye labajengisela phandle komthethwandaba besola ukubotshwa kwabaphikisayo. Abezindaba abezim live babika njalo ukuthi abantu abahlome ngemibhobho egoqela ama-AK-47 bazame ukuthumba umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-Trust Africa umnumzana Briggs Bomber namhla eHarare. Kubikwa njalo ukuba amapolisa adinga njalo abanye abaphikisayo okuthiwa bathotshozela udlakela. EleZimbabwe lizaqhuba umhlangano we-SADC Summit kusukela mhla ka-17 kunyanga yonale. Uze sihlaziye okwethulwe izinhlanganiso ezijeneyo lesigodlo semelika eZimbabwe kanye nokwenzakala elizweni lonke jikelele. Uthabuka Ncube uqoqelo nobhala jikelele webandla le-Freedom Alliance umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube yena othi inkuthazo le ilakho ungalalelwa.
Ubona kuyimibiko eqondileyo ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kakhuzwe ngalokho akwenzayo. Uhulumende owangena vele elihlo ngandlebe namhlanje over 40 years elokhu esenza into engaqondanga, into embi kakhulu. Umhlaba wonke lo ungawukhangela usuvuma ukuthi ukubusa kuyachiyelwana ngoba lokhu ku-about ukuhlala esikhundleni. I-South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, Mozambique, Oswaziland, Lesotho khonapho makhelwane. Bonke bayatshintsha uhulumende, thina yithi okungatshintshwa uhulumende okumele umuntu azayegenqulwa.
Abanye eZimbabwe ikakhulu abalwela amalungelo oluntu bayakhala njalo bathi uhulumende usebethusela ngemva kokuba kubonakale izimota zamasosha zibhoda kanye lendizamtshina. Li kubona njani konke lokho?
Ye, vele uhulumende lo uphila ngokwethusela. Uvele waphila njalo umbone senzo ground kwakuyikuthi abantu kabesabe bavume into ayifunayo. Umnankagwa njengoba besesikhundleni abantu kabamfuni. Uyakwazi futhi khona kuvele uyesaba uhleli ngovalo. Yikuzifaka esikhundleni kuvele kubi khona apho. Nxa uzifakile uzaphinda wesaba ivini nxa ubona izithunzi ubalekela izithunzi ozibonayo ngoba kawungenanga ngendlela.
Abanye abalwela amalungelo oluntu bakhala ngokuthi uhulumende uqakathekisa abantu bemzini esemisa amalungelo kaZulu. Libona njani lokho?
Akaqakathekisi abantu bemzini, uqakathekisa isikhundla. ukuhlala esikhundleni ngoba abantu bemzini ngabe uyabaqhakathekisa ngabe wenza lokho abantu bemzini abakwenzayo emizini yabo kodwa ke simbona esenza lokho abantu bemzini abangakwenziyo emizini yabo ngabantu abahloniphayo abahlonipha ilungelo loluntu lakho konke
umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube ngunobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-Freedom Alliance ubexoxa ecingweni lotaboka Ncube we-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele South Africa siphinde saxoxa njalo ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Kutakwashe Musaka umkhokheli wenhlanganiso edlelana lebandla le-ZANU PF e-Forever Associates Zimbabwe
I-US Embassy le-Amnesty International bake babhalela yini i-Britain ukuthi ikhiphe laba ababotshiwe e-Britain be-protest. Ngoba nxa bengakatsheli bona nti they should not pretend to be champions of democracy when it comes to Zimbabwe. They should let us run our own affairs as we see secure for our people, fit and secure for our people. I-government cannot watch abantu abayiphula umthetho ngoba kule US Embassy ezabhala i-ultimatum ukuthi abantu bekhitshwe. Abantu bayiphula umthetho, uhulumende ubonile through the security apparatus kule evidence yakhe iyabiqinile against abantu bona lapho. So laba bona nxa bengela i-evidence bengakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani, akumelanga begijime ukubana bethi abantu bekhulume.
Abanye bakhala ngokuthi abantu bemzini abezayo laba abesadiki babenza ukuthi kube lokubotshwa kwabantu okunje besithi kunxa kusiba labantu bemzini kuyamiswa na amalungelo abanye ukuze kwamukela abantu bemzini.
It's actually the other way around, baba. Abantu laba babotshiweyo bona nxa kulento efuna ukuyenzakala eZimbabwe kumbe kulabantu abemzini ababuyayo kumbe kulento esukuyihosta into esiyaziyo ukuthi bayaqalisa idrama yabo bayaqalisa uku-eta beqasa ukuba ngumsindo beqasa ufuna ukuvusa umsindo kwesinye isikhathi beqamba umsindo ukuthi bagidnetshiwe kwesinye isikhathi beqamba amanga ukuthi betshayiwe besenzela ukuthi ilizwe libe lamadaka lingcole.
Abanye bathi uhulumende usesethusela abantu ikakhulu abalela amalungelo oluntu bathi kubonakala izimota zamasotsha lendizamchina ezipatrolayo besithi lokhu sekuyikwethusela uzulu.
Nxa ufuna ukwenza into embi yethuka, nxa ungafuna ukwenza into embi yethukani, abantu bazihambela sibili lapha santando every day bayazibona bayazidlula ngoba akula nto embi afuna ukuyenza. So wena nxa kulalokhu okubi ofuna ukukwenza kumele uyethuka.
Lo umkhokheli lo umnumzana Kutakwashe Musaka umkhokheli wenhlanganiso edlelana lebandla le-ZANU PF e-Forever Associates Zimbabwe obexoxa lotaboka Ncube we-Studio 7 umphathintambo wendaba zekhaya umnumzana Zihambi Zihambi uthi abantu abathi bakhahlanyezwa ngamapholisa kumele beyemangala emapholiseni njalo eleZimbabwe lingeke liyekele ukubopha abantu ngenxa yomhlangano we-SADC Summit.
South America, VOA.
Izakhamizi ezihlala ku-Village 2A eNsuza esobelweni seMatoreland North zidlephana labantu bokuza abazicandela imizi besithi bangabebandla le-ZANU PF. Laba bantu bafaka imizi mahlayana lasemadlelweni njalo bahluthuna lesimo zabanikazi bengagqize qala. Kubika uEzra Jesus Banda.
Babuya ngobuningi bevele endaweni ezijenezi eZimbabwe bethatha umhlabathi kulindawo. Ukuthatha amasimu kakhulu uSilingo Ndlovu oleminyaka engamathuma esitshiyagalolunye lambili 92 ngabantu bangabalweli benkululeko kwenze izakhamizi zavusa umsindo zilisana labantu laba. Uyakhala ukhulu Ndlovu uthi kakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Ke yabuza wathi umhlabathi wathathwa umsobhuku. Lapho isimu yami khona yilokhu isiyayo. Kumele ukuthi yena achiye yona indawo yami ngoba kashiwo yakhe ngeyami. Nafikela pa 81.
Ingane kaNdlovu uthi Mkhosi Ndlovu dingwa yilaba bantu okuthiwa bafuna ukumsusela amanzi.
Ucela ukuthi izakhamuzi zincedise ngoba ubaba ufike kule ndawo eseselijaka la esaqinile njengami.
Unkosikazi Thokozi Lencube ongumakhelwane kaNdlovu uthi laba bantu bebedinga umntakaNdlovu ngamehlo abomvu.
UngamntakaNdlovu wamswela wathi hawu uhambile bathi umtshele ukuthi asifunda kumbona ichazi kuyena lani ndawo. Bathi bangama ovethi. Unkulu wahamba emapholiseni wafaka amapholisa athi buyela.
Banengi abakhala ukuthathelwa imizi lamasimu abo. Ugogo Mancube uthi walwa lonobhala webandla le-ZANU PF kulindawo ezama umthathela umhlaba wakhe.
Student Zima, esuza lapha sithe sifika de ku right. Ufika ukuthi sokulomuntu ofakwela. Ungathi uyabuza umuntu uyakutshela ukuthi uphiwe ngomunye. Uzanyamalala, uzangona ukucrossfire. Siyakutshela lokhu thina. Mina sivele sendindele ukufa, vele siyakutshela khona ukuthi uyangena kucrossfire lapha msalukazi.
Mnumzana Melody Sibanda ngomunye wabazihlalisa kule ndawo.
Nangi la mazwi amaningi, umntwana omncane ngingahambeli phambili kwezinye izinto kodwa kusalayo. Konoko okukhulunywa yikho okwenzakalayo, mina angila amaningi.
Umkhokheli webandla lezanuPF kule ndawo, onguye ezekemize zithu ubisa abantu bokuza ebathengisela umhlabathi umnumzana Njalana Mangobongomo Moyo. Uthi yena akafakanga muntu kule ndawo, wathunywa inkokheli yebandla lakhe ukuthi ibone uhlelo lokuhlalisa kutsha abantu.
Cool team cool, nguye wandandayo la. Ngithe sembulawa ngamehlo, semvela esibhedlela, semvela phalamehlo, ngafika abantu sebefakwe baba yivenkeveni. So mina kwaphi icala lami yilipi? Ukhona usobhuku wababizayo.
Usobhuku wakule ndawo kavillage 2A, umnumzana Luta Chuma, uthi abantu bezanuPF sebazifakela omunye usobhuku.
Sesiqabana, basithathela amasimu, basivalele emgwaqo, basivalele yonke into.
Usobhuku obikwayo ethathela abantu umhlabathi, umnumzana Thomas Phedzi, encedisana nalowo othi wayengumlweli wenkululeko, umnumzana Walter Ncube, bayalile ukukhuluma le-Studio 7. Ukhansila wakule ndawo umnumzana Tapson Zwelolo Moyo uthi abantu bezanuPF bazenzela santando ensuza bethengisa izitanda.
As a member of the party, you are allowed to say to any Jack and Jill, just sell in 10,000 rands, 12,000 rands to 15,000 rands. Ama police alapha, 2 out of 10 the illegal settlers. I police anqaliza by illegal settlers. Liniwe indawo yokwakha umuzi under the tree by any ordinary person. Do you think is that a police?
Umpendambo wesebenza emathele North njalo umgcinihlalo webandla lezanuPF lesi sabelo esigoqela indawo leyo ensuza uthi ngamanga luhlaza ukuthi abantu abathathela abanye indawo zokuhlala bathunywa libandla lakhe.
Ngabantu abazenzelayo ngoba abafaki abantu mahala babe babhadalisa. Konke lokhu kuyikuganga. So thina njengephathi, njengegovernment, kumele iphathi emathebeleni ethi kumele uhulumende asithumele umuntu ezephathi uhambe egamula. And labo bantu kufuze bereporte emaphoyiseni.
Izakamizi eziningi ensuza zithi zihlalele evalweni zisesaba ukuba zizathathelwa imizi ngabantu bokuza okuthiwa basetshenziswa ngabanye abantu abakubandla lezanuPF. Ngiyimane Studio 7 ensuza igamana ngu-Ezra Jesus Bar.
Okwamanje sike sizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Kusukela ngomfumfu nyakenye, abahlamuki beqembu leHouthi abasekelwa ngohulumende waseIran bahlezi behlasela imikhumbi ethwala impahla edlula eBab al-Mandab phakathi kolwandle lweRed Sea leGulf of Aden. Abahlamuki laba bona abasekela iqembu leHamas futhi bephikisa ele-Israel balezikhali ezigoqela amabhomba lama-drone asebewasebenzise ukuhlasela imikhumbi engamajumi ayisikhombisa. Sebebulele abantu abane abasebenza emikhumbini njalo bathumba abanye besithi bafuna kumiswe impi ephakathi kweHamas le-Israel. Ngokutsho kogatsha lwe-Israel olubona ngezomvikela, kuze kube namuhla abeHouthi sebehlasele ele-Israel besebenzisa izikhali zemoyeni kuzehlakalo ezedlula amakhulu amabili. Inyathelo elihle lokwenqabela iqembu eliyingozi ikulincitsha ithuba lokuhlasela. Kudaba lwamaHouthi, lokho kutsho ukuvimbela leli qembu ukuthenga izikhali. Njengoba izikhali ezinengi ezisetshenziswa ngamaHouthi zivela kwele Russia, eChina lakwele Iran, ukuvimba ikhono lokuhambisa lezi zikhali ngenye yendlela zokwenqabela leli qembu ukuzifinyelela. Ngakho, ugatsha lwe-US State Department solwethese abantu ababili izijeziso zenotho kanye lamankampani amane aphatheke kudaba lokuthengwa kwalezi zikhali. Inkampani yakuqala i-Al Shahari United Corporation Limited. Inkampani yakwele Yemen le iphathise amaHouthi ukuthenga izikhali kwele China lama-drone. Enye njalo inkampani ephansi kwayo esebenzela kwele China Ele Guangzhou Al-Shahari United Corporation Limited yaphatheka ekuthengweni kwalezi zikhali. IGuangzhou Al-Shahari ilawulwa inkampani yeHong Kong Al-Shahari United Corporation Limited. Womathathu amankampani la etheswe izijeziso zenotho phansi kweziqondiso ze-Executive Order 13224. U-Ahmed Kaleya Yaya Al-Shahari laye wetheswe izijeziso ezifanayo ngoba eyisiphathamandla se-Hong Kong Al-Shahari. Usomabhizimusi wakwele Yemen, uMeha Yaya Mohammed Mutaha Al-Kinai, ungumqondisi wenkampani ye-Yemen Telecommunication Asset Company for Information Technology. Oku inkampani ephathisa iqembu le-Houthi ekuthengeni izikhali. U-Al-Kinai lenkampani yakhe labo betheswe izijeziso zenotho ngesizathu sokuphathisa ama-Houthis. Ngenxa yezijeziso lezi, impahla yabo yonke efinyelelwa nguhulumende weMelika isibanjiwe. Ama-Houthis asebenza lamazwe afana lele China le Hong Kong ukuthenga izikhali eziyingozi. Kutsha umnumzana Brian E. Nelson, isiphathamandla sogatsha lwe-Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence. Uqhubeke wathi, ele Melika lizaqhubeka lijezisa labo abancedisa ama-Houthi ukwenza imisebenzi emibi.
Le imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Abadala bathi ithukelwa ebandla. Nanti ithuba mahlabezulu kuhlelo Live Talk. Maviki wonke ngovulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Sihlaziya kwenzakala elizweni lasemhlabeni jikelele. Ingxoxo ezijulileyo lengcwethuzi ezombusazwe, ezomnotho, ezokulima, ezabesifazana abasakhulayo lokunye. Ngolwesibili silani ke nje.
Lilami uThabo Kancube, ontanga, Let Us Connect and Network, kuhlelo The Connection.
Ngolwesithathu ke,
kuhlelo Diaspora Forum, lapho esikhangela khona ukuphila kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphandle kwelizwe. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo, ngizophisana noJonga Kandemiri.
Ngolwesine khona kwenzakalani?
Sigxila kweziphathelane lentuthuko kuhlelo Asiyihluzeni Bomama. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga, sizophisana lomunye wami uMavela Simhlanga Nyahuye.
Sihlanganeni kuLivetalk ngo-8 o'clock kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ku-Studio 7 Voice of America. Sisakaza kuRadio, kuFacebook nakuwebpage yethu ethi www.vondebele.com.
Izakhamizi zenkayi Gwanda Jolojo lezinye izigaba eMatabeleland zithakazelela inhlelo ezigoqela ezokulima lezokunika uzulu ukudla eziqhutshwa nguhulumende weMelika, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Uhulumende weMelika ebambisana lohlangothi olubona ngenswelo zikaZulu olwe-United States Agency for Development lezinye uqhuba uhlelo olwaziwa ngokuthi amalima loko esigabeni seBhinga, Wange, Lupane, Nkayi, Letsholotsho. Kulemizi efika phose inkulungwane ezingamachumi ayisichiyangalombili 67,000 ephansi kohlelo lolu olukhangelane lokuthi kube lokudla okwanele abalambayo sikhathi sonke, njalo kusetshenziswa indlela ezichiyeneyo zokuholisa uZulu ukudla kanye lezokulima. Lungakasungulwa uhlelo lolu kwakulolubizwa ngokuthi ngamalima olwaluleza khamizi ezedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu 118,000 ebulilima eGwanda, eMangwe, leTsholotsho. Kulabantu abaningi abathi ziyanceda kakhulu inhlelo lezi. Omunye wabathakazelela inhlelo lezi ngunkosikazi Sihle Nhliziyo ohlala emadlozi enkayi esabelweni seMathebeleland North.
Siholela eGwelutshena Clinic. Sihola
amafutha le porridge sokusincedise kakhulu.
Unkosikazi Thandekile Ndebele laye uthi waqala ukuthola amafutha lempuphu yelambazi elenyanga ezine ezithwele.
Ukuhola lokhu sokusincedise kakhulu. Kuncedise kakhulu uSiyabo ngendlela engimangalisayo la. USiyabonga usethola ukudla okulomsoco. Uyakhula kuhle sibili.
Uhlelo lweAmalima loko lukhangelelwe ukuba luzanceda abantu abaningi ngesikhathi sendlala enkulu eZimbabwe ebangwa isikhudumezi somkhathi eseEl Nino. Umqondisi weRural Communities Empowerment Trust, uMnumzana Vumani Ndlovu, uthi uhlelo lolu luhle kakhulu.
Indlala ivele igxile ebantwini bonke. Kungakho ke ukunika abantu abalutshwana kwenza abanye inengi lisale liphakathi wendlala esabekayo.
Ingcwethi kwezomumo womkhathi lokwenqabela ingozi, uMnumzana Everson Ndlovu, ongumbalisi ekolitshini yemfundo yaphezulu eNational University of Science and Technology, uncoma inhlelo ezehlukeneyo eziqhutshwa nguhulumende weMelika eMathebeleland.
Engikujabulelayo ngalolu hlelo futhi sisakhuluma nge-improved nutrition ikuthi lutagethe omama abazithweleyo, omama abamunyisayo, labantwana ba-under 5. Labantu abadala sebekhulile. Njalo abadala ngoba sebelima kuma irrigation sebekwanisa lokusifidela abantu ababo esikolweni.
Isikhulumi seAmalima loko uMnumzana Keith Moyo uthi uhlelo lolu lokutholisa ukudla abesifazana abazithweleyo, abamunyisayo labantwana.
Sisebenza njalo ngokuthuthukisa umsoco wokudla kwabantwana. Okunye esikusebenzayo yikukhuthaza ukuhlanzeka emizini nokukhuthaza ukumelana lokuguquka kwesimo sezulu ngokuphatha kuhle imithambo yemvelo kanye lezokulima ngendlela ezifaneleyo.
Ezinye inhlangothi ezikuhlelo lolu ngeBureau of Humanitarian Assistance ebambisana leCNFA. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Wezemidlalo uIsaac Mpofu loRutendo Nyahora abamelele Zimbabwe emidlalweni ye-2024 Paris Olympics bakhangelwe ukuba bazancintisana labadabuka kwamanye amazwe emidlalweni wokugijima umango omude kusasa kweFrance. Ababili laba bathi bazimisele ukuthola imendulo ezilohlonzi. Okwamanje akula ngitsho loyedwa odabuka eZimbabwe usethole imendulo emidlalweni le. Zonke isikhathi zokuzwa imibono yenu lina abalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsapp.
Basakazi, basakazi, itshona njani basakazi? Hayi, siyashora basakazi. Jabula kakhulu basakazi, ngisinikeza indaba ezimnandi basakazi. Jabulela kulabo abasisupportayo mpela ngento eyenzakala ezimbi. Silapha mpela eSouth Africa but siyahlupheka. Walubona mpela uhlupho. Inkinga enginayo ukuthi bona labo iziphatha amandla ezimbiza ngobaba umnango wakho. Akangizowani embiza sithi u-Emmerson utambuza mnango wakho akazi. Uzothiwa ngubaba. Kwabe uthotha umuntu wangikhona omncane mnango wakho. Yena umdala. Njengoba azibona nje zonke nje emhlathi leyo omile. But azosithi baba kumnango wakho. Izolami ikuphela ama ezingethusayo. Wena uyebiza umnango wakho ngobaba. Ayi, nawe nami ziyakuqala. Lo mbuso njalo. Abanye abantu babiza ama-president amagama. But nalimbiza ngobaba. Ikuphela kwenza ukuthi igcine ibopha abantu ngoba lethi ngubaba.
Ilivuka njani litshona njani basakazi bami baka Studio 7. Linjani khona ngapho boGibbs konke linjani khona ngapho kwele America. Lokhuluma ngocetshwayo Spanda ngilapha eSouth Africa. Into engiloke ngimangaza loke ngilalela inews ka Studio 7 every day. Ngizwa ukuthi hayi ukuthi eZimbabwe tumnanga kwe kabuyela game. Kambe kulomuntu ongajabulela ukuthi ilizwe liyalungiswa ukuthi kulungiswa. IRL kade yalunga. Now we ibizwa ukuthi as a seat of industry because wonke ama-industry esasilako kobulawayo saya hayara sinani thina kobulawayo abantu bakithi bayaxaka mani
siyabezwa laba akuthiwa ngama-youth ezanto okuthiwa ngumunashe lo umntana ongangawo eshiwo ngelangqondo olekukhandela icigaya njengelentethe ukusitshela ngemgwaqo elungiso yeharare sihlale eharare thina sonke Hayi mina ngiyabo sijayela kabi nje. Into ezibhezwe ukuvala abantu bemzini amehlo lezo into elingazetshwa liphakama ngazo esithi umnanka kwakumele azivusele kuze kuyefika ku-2030. Yho, hayi abantwana abangangani kuyanyanyisa njani ukubeza bekhuluma into enyanyekayo njengalo. Lalo layo ukhuluma izolo okuthiwa ngoDube, uthiwa ngoBhedi Dube, uthiwa ngubani wakoDube lo layo. Hhayi thina mani lana-ke liyenza into ezidle ngqondo mani. Ha.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
Ichi Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday.
Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sineqembule isambulo gospel leli qembu. Lidabuka eTsholojo kodwa licula likwele South Africa. Lapha liphethe idlalete lalo lokuqala elesihloko esithi Baba Lazaro. Njalo lithi liza kwethula elesibili ekupheleni kwenyanga. Nangumholi waleli qembu uLungisani Mpofu exoxa noNtukameli Gomo weStudio 7.
Bazalwane ngilanga selela iJerusalema, 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 iJerusalema.
Ngiyabingelela kuzindawo zonke elikuzo bantu bakaThixo. Ngizazisa nami emphakathini ngizethula ukuthi nami ngikwazi ukungena ebantwini ikho engingakudlulisa okwasekuqaleni.
Ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Inumber engizoyishiya ithi 081 003 468. Inumber esitholakala kuyo kuWhatsApp nakuma-calls iyatholakala. Siyabonga futhi ukuthi uma lingaseluleka izandla lisichase ukuze nathi sikhule.
Abalandeli ubatshela wapha amazwi?
Kubalandeli bakhulisa abaculi bakithi kuze nathi sibe nento enhle ezweni lakithi. Kuzindawo zonke noma ungabe uwuphi umculo ufanele ukuthi asapotwe, njalo ufanele ukuthi abantu bamnikeze ithuba bazwisise lokho abe esuka eza nako nokuthi bamsapote bamkhulise. Bese ngibonga kubaphathi bomsakazo weStudio 7 ozama ngamandla onke ukuphakamisa abaculi noma ukuveza abaculi bakithi emphakathini. Bonke abasebenza ngemsakazo ngabe ngahlala bekwenza lokho.
Ubuhlungu bazalwane ukuphila kungela Jesu abaningi benu abaningi benu abaningi benu sebafa bengenaye uJesu abaningi benu abaningi benu sebafa abaningi benu sebafa bengenaye uJesu abaningi benu abaningi benu sebafa abaningi benu sebafa bengenaye uJesu abaningi benu abaningi benu sebafa abaningi benu sebafa bengenaye uJesu ubuhlungu bazalwane ukuphila kungela Jesu ubuhlungu bazalwane ukuphila kungela Jesu abaningi benu abaningi benu
siyabankhulu uNtukameli Gomo elulungisana Impofu umfanekaya uyashaya sibili. Siyabonga kakhulu Mpofu. Ye, singakayehlukani wothi siboneke esilakho kwe-live talk namhlanje sixoxa ngemidlalo ye-2024 Paris Olympics. Izindaba zethu ebezikhokhela namhlanje inhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International ye-United Nations, isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe lapho izokholo bakhala ngokubotshwa mahlana kwabantu kwele Zimbabwe. Siliqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olubalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembu osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.